it's me, Sponsorbun. I love you. Here's a message from today's sponsor.
So I had a look in my wardrobe the other day and realised that I don't own that much that isn't burned or stained or torn. And while I do fix everything that I can, I figured it's also probably time for some new clothes. And then I thought, why not buy something that directly supports me? Turns out, if you head to battlebird.production/merch, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, bags, pretty much anything the modern repair person might need. There are some with a yellow sub on them, some with Automnicon's logo on, of course, and even a shirt from something called Haraldson Computer's Deadly Robot Animal Sanctuary, which I'm very curious about. So, support us and look good doing it. Go to battlebird.production/merch or check the link attached to this message. Thanks.
That's all for me for now. Thanks for listening. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk Series 2 by Beth Crane. Episode 8, The Socialite and the Cyborg. Automnicon headquarters.
Are you all right? You're shaking.
What are we going to do? Really, what are we going to do?
What?
This isn't good. This isn't good.
Hey, calm down. It's fine. It's just a meeting. Yeah, well, it's probably an HR thing.
HR?
Yeah.
Automnicon don't do HR. We're just R.
Right. So?
Did you do something wrong? Did I do something wrong? Did they find out about the fuel cell?
We had to take the fuel cell or we'd have died.
But...
Breathe. Breathe. Kilner, maybe it's about my debt or my promotion.
It's not about your promotion.
Well, you never know.
You could just not go.
I can't not go.
Why not?
It'll be awkward.
I mean, it's more than awkward already. It's your fault for getting involved with her.
She wasn't like that then. She was one of us.
She was never one of you.
She was. Once. It's just that now...
So you two were, you know...
Yeah.
She's the epitome of corporate.
I have so many questions.
I think the crocodile incident just woke her up to it.
I guess.
Kilner, if Automnicon wanted it, she would literally cut you into pieces and feed you to a pack of wolves. Don't get sentimental. She wants something. You know that.
Yeah.
Go on, go.
We'll be back soon, I hope.
So, was this before or after the cyborg thing?
Welcome to Automnicon. You are here to see Miss Lamb.
How does it know that?
You don't want to know.
Please mind the closing doors. Going up.
We're going down.
You were going up.
No, I mean, we can feel it. We're going down. We're dropping down.
You are going up. You are.
Where are you taking us?
Are we going sideways now?
I'm taking you to Miss Lamb's office.
Can we stop a minute? I'm really...
Increasing speed.
This is really...
Maximum speed achieved. Automni lifts. Maximum efficiency in people carrying.
Lift.
You have arrived at Miss Lamb's office. Have a nice day.
Ah, Samantha. Congratulations on your promotion.
Oh.
And welcome to Automnicon head office.
It's very nice.
Oh, it's nothing compared with what you're used to. Although I gather that the last few months have been, well, less than optimum for you.
They've been fine.
Oh, Samantha, you forget that I've been watching. I'd hardly call what's happened fine. Mediocre at best. It's not really the life you dreamt of having, is it?
Not exactly, but...
Better than being married to Fabio, I know. He's having an interesting time out there in the world now.
You're keeping track of him?
We keep track of all of our employees. He's developing into something of a resource.
Oh, Bruce.
Don't worry, we aren't planning to bring you into close contact. Currently.
And what is he doing?
Oh, that's classified.
Bishop to H4. Are you all right?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
I just feel so helpless when they go off into danger. I can't help. I feel trapped in this ship. There's nothing I can do, and it scares me. And then I feel like maybe I'm just being neurotic. But then I think... Oh, sorry. Bishop to B5.
Oh, I have an idea.
You do?
Yes. I don't sound so surprised. I may be, you know, new and accident-prone, but I'm getting to be, you know, quite good at this ship.
Is that an alarm going off in the background?
No, nothing is... Everything's fine. Now.
Right.
Anyway, I have an idea.
Which is?
It's a surprise.
Oh.
In case it doesn't work and you think less of me. I said that out loud. I'm still working on separating, you know, thoughts and speech.
Aren't we all?
Anyway, knight to D5.
Huh.
Checkmate.
Hello, it's Sponsor. I love you. Here's a sponsored message.
Show your loyalty to Automnicon. Buy merchandise from our Tee Public store. Find the link in the show notes or at battlebird.productions. And maybe, just maybe, you will be spared.
Thanks
for listening. Bye!
Okay, so what do you want?
What do we want? This is all about what you want. What do you want, Samantha? To do manual work? Get ratty, tangled hair and eat breakfast paste? No. You and I think we're better than all that. Croissant?
We don't want your food.
Are you sure? Because Samantha seems to be enjoying herself.
My goodness. I can't even... Oh, God. These are so good. Did food get better while I was away, or have my standards just really slipped?
I think that is, unfortunately, obvious.
What do you want, Andrea?
We want to make sure our staff are capable of living up to their full potential.
Meaning what, exactly?
We need a woman on the inside.
On the inside of what?
You, Samantha, are uniquely situated.
Uh-huh.
You may not be up to much physically or indeed academically, but you're in a unique position. A position that gives you a lot of bargaining power.
Oh, this is about my family, isn't it?
You're the heiress of a mining company. Of course it's about your family. What other skills do you have?
I fixed a planet the other day.
Dyson Sphere.
Shut up.
Oh, yes, child stuff. Been there, done that. We have 50 million repairmen just like you. Ants, sweetheart, just ants. But you have potential. Work with us and, well, your potential could grow far more than before.
Andrea?
What? Bitter because I can't offer you anything? Kilner, darling, you're just not that interesting. Oh, you've got a couple of metal legs and a robotic eye, haven't we all?
Oh, you're a cyborg too.
Of course. I used to work in the field. It was hazardous. But that's what makes me so good at what I do. It gives me a unique understanding of our resources.
Right.
But now I'm offering you something. A chance that not many people get. A chance to leave the field. To work with us. In a more intimate capacity.
And what do you want me to do?
It's a trap.
Of course it's a trap. We're currently in a trap, Kilner. How much more entrapped can we get?
You'd be surprised. But fine, let's hear her out.
What we need, Samantha, is the Trap Mining Corporation. But it's been holding out on us.
Why do you need it? You own virtually every other mine in the galaxy.
But we want this one.
And what do you want me to do?
A little bit of sucking up. A little bit of corporate espionage. We get you in, you take them down from the inside.
Mm-hmm. And why should I help you?
Your family betrayed you.
And you helped them too. Statisticians, wasn't that it? You knew exactly what was happening. Maybe you even exacerbated the situation so they'd have to find one of their own to scapegoat. A little pressure here, a little pressure there. You know, they may be villains, but they're my villains. They betrayed me, but, well, they never decided I was a possession.
Can you hear gunfire?
They are indeed. All right then, I admire your resolve. I'll say no more about it. Oh, I forgot. If you could excuse me a minute.
I understand you so much better now. You know, I always pictured you as someone taller.
Dunnock, is that... Hello, darling. How are you? Wonderful. Oh, yes. Proceed as planned. Lovely. See you soon. Can't wait.
Who was that?
Am I not allowed to have friends?
And what was that?
That was nothing to do with me.
I mean, it sounded like an explosion.
Okay. So, we're in the middle of a very minor war.
How can you have a minor war?
Like this.
Who the hell are you at war with?
You know, a few people here and there.
Here and there?
Important people make a lot of enemies.
Great. Great. Now what then?
The office is in lockdown. It's the perfect time to talk about our deal.
Oh, pressure tactics. Right.
What?
Oh, my father used to use them all the time. You know, fake a hostage situation, save the life of the person you're doing business with. Gets them on side.
I think I'd have liked your father.
Yeah, well, that says a lot about you.
But no, this is a genuine attack. There have been some unfortunate consequences to some of our recent business dealings.
Brilliant. Great. Thank you, Andrea. Great talking to you, but I think maybe we should leave.
You can't leave.
What do you mean?
We're in lockdown. The entire exterior of the building is on fire.
What about the sub?
You may not have noticed it when you were in my lift on the way here, but you actually passed through a portal of sorts, I suppose. The sub is fine. It's on another planet entirely. This little setup allows us to have a prestigious address, but the large quantity of space we require to run this operation.
But where are we?
Somewhere a little cheaper.
Transparent as always, Andrea.
Can you just stop it with the Andrea? You know I hate it.
Yes, I do. I mean, I hate being in a vast quantity of debt to my exes.
Yes, we all know. We're all just doing our job.
Only one of us takes the amount of relish in it that you
do. What else was I supposed to do, Kilner? This is a job I'm good at. A job I enjoy. What, was I supposed to stay on Pluto and die along with everyone else? I worked hard to get here. I worked really hard. And you know what? I know I'm lucky. And I know I'm ruthless. But don't pretend that this was handed to me on a plate. I've got the same scars and injuries you have. In fact, I seem to remember that some of them were your fault.
Okay, so this really isn't the time for this?
You think that was my fault?
Okay, Kilner.
You were distracted.
You lied to me.
There is someone coming up the stairs.
Oh. Get in the lift.
Do we have to?
Kilner!
Hello there, Miss Lamb. And where would you like to...
Out, now.
All right, then. Okay. I haven't done this before.
Lift!
Sorry. Shields locked. Thrusters engaged.
Andrea,
sorry about this.
About what?
This.
Five. Four. Three.
Andrea.
Two. One. We have liftoff. Ah, brilliant. It worked.
What have you done?
We're safe.
Are we? Because it looks very much like we're floating unprotected in space inside a very claustrophobic lift.
Well, we're safer than we were. Anyway, I appear to have been shot.
Heroes floating mostly unprotected in space in an anonymous and violent area of the galaxy. Who will save them? Who even knows where they are? Find out in Series 3 of We Fix Space Junk.
In the final episode of We Fix Space Junk Series 2, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans. Kilner was played by Beth Crane. Maslam was played by Vicky Barron. Lift was played by Felix Trench. And Haraldson was played by James Carney. All other parts were played by the cast, along with Hedley Knights, David Devereaux, and Ella Watts. This season also featured the voices of Chris Montague, David Ault, Francesca Mintov-Chish, David Eagle, Sarah Ray Warner, Bryce Stratford, Jordan Cobb, Julia Schifini, Emily Stride, William Arthur, Beth Eyre, and Sarah Golding. The programme was written by Beth Crane. And produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support during Season 2, and in particular Samantha, Charlie, Anthony, Jackie, Maddie, and Sasha. Good things are coming for you, and coming soon. For everyone else, well, things are coming for you. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, Ko-fi, or PayPal, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Okay. I think I've slowed down the bleeding. Right. So, at some point, you're actually going to have to tell me about the crocodiles.
All right. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far...
Kilner!
The Horsehead Nebula. It all started in the Horsehead Nebula.
Go! Go! Stand down!
They've escaped.
They must have had an escape pod after all!
One of our scouts got a shot on one of the targets entering the lift, but we've checked all floors. They're not here.
Sir, we've recovered a bug from the conference room. There was a meeting in there just over an hour ago.
Play it! See if we can figure out where they've gone.
And I agree with you. But we should still follow my original plan. I'll see if we can get the trap girl on side first. If she's on board, this will go so much more smoothly. But Dunnock is poised and ready. If Samantha doesn't agree, Dunnock will kill the traps, all board members, and anyone else who stands in our way. She's ready and waiting. All I have to do is tell her to proceed.
Andrea Lam, this is your last chance. We will take the Trap Mining Corporation. Have the plutine crystals and we will expand. But fine, try your little plan. Everything will proceed as scheduled, whether she agrees or not. Get out of my sight.
Of course, none of this is possible without the crystals.
Stone, but just this much
should bed itself to the brainstem relatively quickly.
Very few mines in the galaxy seem to contain plutine crystals.
The other mines are untouched.
Crystals are the most integral part of this theoretical hive mind.
sad, lonely, feeling like there's nothing left for you, you might be right. Thanks to cutting-edge Plutine technology, there's a quick and easy solution. Introducing the Automnicon Hive Mind. Join us and you'll never be lonely again. Join us and fill your heart with joy. Join us and live a life free from pain. Automnicon Hive Mind. Coming soon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Well, look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight. Available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
Dumb Dragons production.